Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser from Bloomberg Radio.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. I'm Carol Masser. Excited to wrap up our day and our week and to have back with us, I gotta say, I kind of needed this week. It's been a little crazy. Back with us is comedian, actor, writer, and author Paul Reiser. He joins us once again on the phone from Los Angeles. Hey, nice to have you back with us.
How nice to be back. Nice to talk to you again.
I have my mug. I have my Mad About You mug still on my desk. I'm just going to let
I'm
you know.
So happy.
Well, we have a deal, you know. I know. I'm really sorry about the Emmy.
Yeah, what? I that's why I'm calling.
Okay, because
that was your doing. That was your fault.
No, it wasn't. But we had a deal. If you win, we're gonna do a picture. I'm gonna be able to hold your Emmy, and you're gonna get to hold the Mad About.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm so sorry. It is my fault then for not having won. All right. No. Well, I'll try and find some sort of reasonable substitute.
Well, I think you might win for this next project. I got to tell you, I looked a little bit at it. Tell us about what you're up to right now.
Well, this is an interesting little journey. I created, with a buddy of mine, my friend David Simon, we created a show called There's Johnny, which is debuting on Sunday on Peacock.
Right.
And it's a weird thing. Well, I'll tell you about the show, but it's weird because it's not quite debuting. It was on another platform.
Right.
We did it 2 years ago, and it was on very quietly, so as to not disturb anybody. It was not particularly promoted.
And, hey, Paul, just a hint, don't do that. Yeah. You want to disturb people. You want to make sure they know about
it. I know. No, that wasn't my decision. They decided they didn't want to bother anybody. But, you know, I had always thought that once a show is on streaming, well, it'll just be there and people will get to it whenever. It's always there. And then I found out a few months ago, I go, hey, There's Johnny is no longer up. I went, well, it just, because they had apparently a 2-year contract or something, deal. So anyway, so it sort of fell into the ether. It was nowhere. And it was this summer, Peacock was launching, and I said, well, this is a show that if any show belongs on Peacock, this is it. It takes place, There's Johnny takes place in 1972 behind the scenes of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. So literally the Peacock is in our opening credits. It takes place, it's in NBC, shot in NBC Hall, NBC hallways and stuff. And extra icing on the cake that since we shot this 2 years ago, one of our wonderful, wonderful stars, Jane Levy, has gone on to become a big star for an NBC show called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Right.
So we called the people at Peacock. We said, you know, you have this wonderful star, Jane Levy. She is also in this show. I'll bet you people would like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily they went, yes, they would. So they're putting it on, which, you know, it's one of these. Sometimes when a shows die, they just die. But this was so good that it felt it was worth the extra effort to fight for it.
I have to say, in our planning meeting when we were talking about it and that you were going to come on and talk about it, and we all watched the trailer and caught some clips of it, and we all were like, this is really good. I mean, first of all, it takes us back to the 70s, which was such a kind of iconic era. There was so much going on. But it's also, and you must have loved working on it as a comedian. I mean, Johnny Carson is, you know, kind of the gold standard in terms of, you know, what we thought about when it came to comedy or really created the world that we live in today.
Yeah, very, very much. And I'm all, you know, my class of comedians, my generation, that was the goal, to get on Johnny. And for all of us, getting on that first time was like the huge reward. And it was also the currency that everybody else could understand. So, you know, your parents went, I guess my son's not a total loser. Because we just thought he's staying up late and making no money, but he was on the Tonight Show and Johnny liked him, so he must be okay. But what we did is, you're right, it was a very interesting time. 72 was, first of all, it was just when Johnny Carson moved the show from New York out to Burbank, and it took on, it's almost like it became in color then.
Yeah.
You know, it suddenly took on a new life, and it also coincided with the beginning of the comedy scene and the comedy clubs, the comedy store in the West Coast. And what we did, and I, you know, it's really kind of unique, and we partnered with Carson Entertainment, his company, for the rights to use the clips we have. So we have little clips of episodes of his of actual broadcasts that are in our show as part of our show, because we're behind the scenes and they're putting us. So when you see, oh, we need to get George Carlin, and there's George Carlin, and there's Johnny. And so for me, it was absolutely a treat to go into the vault. We had this wonderful exclusive access to the vaults, and I would say, well, let's just pick out my favorites. So let's go get George Carlin. Boom. Albert Brooks and Steve Martin. And it's an interesting thing, because for people of a certain age who remember Johnny fondly, it's a lovely way to revisit and see pieces of the show. But it really ultimately has nothing to do with the show, because it's really about this 18-year-old kid who lands, you know, through some silly accident, ends up working there, and he meets this 25-year-old wonderful Jane Levy, who just makes his head explode, because she's unlike anybody he's ever met.
Paul Reiser, still with us on the phone from Los Angeles, of course, comedian, actor, writer, author of several books, and he's talking about the show he co-created, There's Johnny, and it starts streaming on Sunday, November 1st. Forgive me if I called it the Johnny Carson Show. It's based, well, no, as you said, it's kind of the backdrop in the background, which is such a cool part of it. I have to say, Paul, what's also kind of neat is you do dig back into the 70s, the fashion, the sexism, you know, women not paid the same as men. Like, you have some, you really get into it.
Yeah, you know, it's hard, so many things were so different. I mean, it's 40 or 50 years ago, but almost 50 years ago. And, you know, there's a great scene where Jane Levy goes into our boss, Tony Danza, is the only guy who plays an actual person. He plays Johnny Carson's producer, Freddie DeCordova, and he's brilliant at it. Anyway, there's a scene where she goes in and she complains that she just found out that her colleague, who's a male, gets the has the exact same job but makes twice as much, and it doesn't seem fair. And you see Tony goes, it's not what? Fair. What do you mean? And
some things never change, Paul. I'm just going to say.
It never changes, but it was at that moment, it was so foreign. It's like, I don't even understand the question. Why would it be fair? Like, let's start there.
Yeah.
You know, and and it was Vietnam, and our lead character is this young 18-year-old whose brother is this all-American kid who goes to Vietnam, and it doesn't go well. So it impacts everything, and the part of the fun of the show was taking this really sweet, innocent kid, played by Ian Nelson. Mm-hmm. He's this 18-year-old kid fresh off a farm, and through a sort of knuckleheaded misunderstanding, ends up working at the Tonight Show. So for him to see suddenly Hollywood and sex, drugs, rock and roll, and women who see therapists and women who are just, you know chew up men for fun, it's a whole new world. So we get to enter this beautiful, complex world through his innocent eyes, which was a lot of fun to write.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses like yours effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Listen, what were your memories of your first time on Johnny Carson?
I did it many times, but the first time I did it was it was a moment that we had all planned for, you know, or dreamed of. We didn't plan for it, but we worked towards it. So it was an interesting, weird feeling because you got there, suddenly it didn't feel surprising. It felt like, oh, okay, I have envisioned this so many times.
Right.
But it was certainly a turning point for every comic. Your first time on Johnny is such an accomplishment. And for me, I don't remember ever thinking of anything beyond that. Like, that was as far as I could picture down the road of whatever success might look like. Get on the Carson show and then, I don't know. But Johnny was such a big part of our lives as comics, but as America, just for America, he was in our living rooms, you know, and in our bedrooms at 11:30 at night for 30 years in a way that, as great as Jimmy and Steve and Conan are, it wasn't the same. Johnny was singular. He sat on that throne by himself. In the very beginning, when you couldn't record it, you had to stay up, right? So it became part of your life, and you remembered it. So when we were doing this show, there's Johnny, and I was pulling up clips of George Carlin and Albert Brooks. I remembered them, even though I hadn't seen them in 40, 50 years, whatever. I was going, I remember this because I stayed up late, and it was important to me. So it was really a different time in culture, just in how people watched television and how we related to the people and the stars. And there was a reason Johnny was on top for 30 years. He was singularly talented.
Well, it's interesting that you say that too. Like, I mean, it's an era where there were three networks essentially, right? Three major networks, and you were, you know, you watched one or the other. I was just quick Googling, and I think they said at the peak he had something like 50 million viewers. Like, to get your head around that, you know? And everybody the next morning would talk about what Johnny talked about.
Yeah, and he also, he had so many skills and attributes, and he was a host, a really genuine host in a way that it seems almost antiquated now.
Yeah.
And he also he avoided politics. You know, he was very comfortable. He straddled the world in a great way. I mean, he was hip. Hip people liked him, and very conventional, rural. You know, he was Nebraska, and he was also New York. He was, and you never knew his politics. We even have an episode where somebody slips in an anti-Nixon joke, and the producer gets incensed and said, "How dare you? You know, you don't know Johnny. Johnny, you have any idea what Johnny Carson actually thinks?" No, that's right, because he doesn't tell you, and it's nobody's business. And that was part of his appeal, that everybody came to the tent. He would poke fun at, you know, Democrats, Republicans, but gently. It was never really pointed. And that level of diplomacy that kind of is really does feel like a bygone era. And it's refreshing to see when you watch Johnny go, oh, do you remember when things seemed simpler? And he kind of did, he kind of did put you to bed every night. Whether you were watching or just had it on in the background, Johnny was how you rounded off your day, and the world seemed a little better, and you had a couple of jokes to start your morning. You remember Johnny's joke last night? And,
exactly.
It was a big deal. So I'm thrilled the show is getting in a second life.
Well, like I said, we've been talking about it here at Bloomberg, because it really just seems like such a nice what a great piece of content to like kind of come out of this time. Like you said, it's a different era, but it's really fun. And to see somebody come from, like you said, somebody who wasn't used to the big cities and then be on a show that he would watch, it's just a really cool thing. How much did you need to do research into the show to kind of put it together, to kind of understand the behind the scenes? And we just have about a minute left.
Yeah, we partnered with Carson's company, which is run by a fellow named Jeff Sotting, who was a producer on the original Tonight Show and was Johnny's nephew. So he got us access to, you know, the blueprints to the set and you know, what cameras were used, and we would check everything. Where would the guys stand? Where would Johnny stand? Where would the producer stand? So we kept it as authentic as we possibly could, and we wanted to be vigilant, and we were all sort of reverential about keeping it real.
Well, I have to say, we wish you good luck with it, and I hope you come back and let us know how it's all going. And you're working on.
Come by, and I will hold up your coffee mug, even if Emmy list.
Okay, deal. I'm going to hold you to it. You'll get that Emmy. You deserve it. All right. Be well, Paul Reiser, comedian, actor, writer, and author. Check out coming to Peacock on Sunday, November 1st. It's called There's Johnny, and check out the trailer because it really looks like a fun show to watch.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.